Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tweet. Nick Allen tweets at Nick's Allen's. No gig this weekend, the year of our Lord.
Yeah. He has risen indeed.
I love when you say that.
The highest. The holy holidays.
Our buddy TJ Miller.
Where nobody wants to laugh.
In the studio. Friday, he's the Funny Bone this weekend. A couple of shows available, I think, still.
Funny Bone. No, nothing.
He's still coming in,
just
right?
Got an update from Colleen. Yep. Six shows sold out, done dealing, but he will be here on Friday.
Because we sold it out there an hour ago when I said go buy tickets. Yeah. TJ's crazy, certifiably, but good dude.
We are celebrating International Bat Appreciation Day. So appreciate your bat.
The kind that Tyler deals with?
Rabid bats?
Most bats are not rabid. The problem is when the Humane Society loses them, like the douchebags they were, you have to get shots.
Are all bats? Wooden bats, aluminum bats.
I think he means flying bats.
Cricket bats.
The Louisville Slugger.
You mean flying bats, right?
I do.
All right.
Yeah, they smell.
Yeah.
That part of the zoo, when you walk by that.
Bat zoo. Bat guano. Yeah.
Lots of guano.
Bat poop.
And it's also National Cheese Ball Day.
Mm. There we go.
Yeah.
I eat Pekka cheese.
I know you do, John.
Years ago, we got a membership to Sam's, and we were just walking around. What do they have here? They've got that giant container of cheese balls. Yeah. Like, well, you have to buy this.
Oh, yeah.
You can't leave without.
No, you got to have a crackers and a cheese ball. That's a party favor right there.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite parts about Christmas.
Is the cheese ball.
Me too. Great.
Get out the cricket bat. You can toss me a few cheese balls.
We'll have a reveal party.
Swat them out of the park.
That's right.
It's cheddar.
The cheese breaks pink. It's a girl.
I thought you were going to reveal what kind of cheese was in the cheese ball.
That could be it.
Congratulations.
You hit it with a bat, and now he just destroyed the cheese, but it was
congratulations. Pepper. It's a hat.
It was Pepper Jack. It was Pepper Jack.
I can't play cricket anymore, now that you pointed out that I can't play baseball anymore.
Yeah.
That's a rough day.
You didn't play cricket before.
I know. But I wanted to start. Unless I do,
just don't run. You got automatic runner. Yeah. All-time runner. Yeah.
Like the, when we played sandlot ball.
Right, right.
If a fat kid was up to bat, you'd have a skinny kid behind him and run for him.
Right.
Because he was just too fat to run.
He didn't stand a chance.
I'm too fat to run.
We all had friends that were too fat to run. But they could hit the ball.
Oh, yeah.
They could hit the hell out of the ball. Yeah. How much is your daughter still plays softball, right?
Yes, she does.
A quality softball bat.
Well, don't get me started on how much bats cost.
Is that up to you? Or does the team supply that?
Oh, no. You got to buy your own crap.
You got to bring your own.
In the old days, you buy your own crap. Bats can be anywhere from $100 to $600, you know?
How about a good Fungo?
I haven't bought a Fungo recently.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
Fun.
See, the neighbors might not like a Fungo.
They might not.
I could hit a house 8 houses down with a Fungo.
Well, you wouldn't even be a suspect. You're so far away, they don't even think it's a
suspect. I might kill somebody in their yard, though, with a falling baseball.
And that's another thing I can't do.
Is it a Fungo?
Well, you could swat the ball, but I just can't chase down the ones you swat with a Fungo.
You need somebody else to chase
you got the dogs.
Yeah, you got the dogs, man.
Yeah, your days as a center fielder are done.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the outfield.
He's lost a little bit on his first step. And most of the ones after it, too.
Oh, my tibia! The first step's fine. It's the second one.
That'll
kill you.
Yeah, you can make a movement, and then you got to keep running, right?
just not as explosive as it used to be.
Sometimes people are complete asshats.
Yeah, look around.
Let's move on. Yeah. Now, from MLive.com out of Michigan, staff at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore say that large quantities of broken glass have been found on its Lake Michigan beach.
I saw this headline.
They appear to have been spread deliberately.
Scumbags. God, they are scumbags.
The glass was not dumped in one spot, but spread uniformly up and down the beach for several hundred yards. Literally, thousands of freshly broken pieces, mostly 1.5 to 2 inches in size. Of course, glass containers not allowed there. So someone did this with purpose.
Just dumbasses.
For several hundred yards.
That'd be a nightmare to clean up.
I hope they caught them. I hope they catch them.
And you have to clean it up because that's where everybody goes.
Right, right.
So they got volunteers and people out there doing what they can. But even then, they are only doing what they can. Three people are facing charges after what's being called the biggest pill bust in New Jersey history. Federal officials announced that, three people have been indicted in New York on counts related to money laundering and the seizure of more than 500,000 alprazolam tablets plus quantities of several drugs. Yeah.
We talked about Prazolam yesterday, right?
What did I think it was?
My Prazolam. We did my Prazolam yesterday.
Yeah, this is.
It's got to be your Prazolam.
My Prazolam.
This is Alprazolam, which maybe I don't remember
Black
what
Betty.
It is.
It's Xanax.
Alprazolam is Xanax.
It's Xanax.
Oh, thank you.
So that's they had a half a million Xanax.
That's Xanax. That's right.
Well, they had half a million Xanax pills and quantities of several other drugs. The defendants allegedly used the Bitcoin to launder more than $2 million through ATMs in Jersey and over in Manhattan. They used the dark web to sell and ship pills and other substances to buyers in 43 different states.
The Bitcoin's worthless now, isn't it?
A lot of it
no.
is.
No. Oh, it's just it worth less.
Yeah, a lot less, yeah.
Yes, it's not worthless, it's worth less.
Yeah, you should have got out.
Well, yeah. It's curious what it is, you know.
It's not a good buy right now because it's we don't understand it. I watched a documentary finally.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
You're right.
We know that.
$5,197.64 is one Bitcoin.
What was so it? We remember it at one point when it was six. We also remember when it was 15,000.
Yeah, I think 15 or 18 is about where it peaked.
Yeah, LD bought into that. Do you ever sell it? We'll find out.
Well, no, because he put his $5 in, and got. And I think now he might be down to $4.50 bucks.
Exactly.
So it's not that much different.
No. Oh, I thought it was. It just tanked.
It did for a while.
Well, compared to
it's not worth it. It's still
compared to the artificial high of 20 grand, it got back down to, what is it, five, six now?
You're still better than putting $10 in your pocket, and when you pull your money back out, it'll still be $10.
Yeah, if you bought it at 15,000 and were expecting it to continue to go up.
And people did.
Yeah, you've lost your ass.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand how any of that works.
No. Watch the documentary. It's pretty interesting.
You didn't, don't know. And it's not.
It's still on Netflix?
You watched it. You tell me.
Yeah. I want to click on it.
You don't.
If I ever do see it, you guys will never believe I watched it.
Nope.
No.
So that's the bit now. Yeah.
You'd have to write a report.
I know.
We ain't going
to
read that.
Yeah, no. You would have to explain it to us so that we could understand it.
And that's the problem. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to prove I watched it by explaining it to you because I wouldn't know what I was talking about. And you guys wouldn't buy it anyway. So why waste my time?
And we couldn't understand it.
It's a good point.
Assuming we'd actually read it.
Right.
Sure.
I'd read the headline and go, nah.
It's gotten to the point now where we figure you're just lying about everything.
No truth. I haven't done the Bitcoin bit for a while, though.
It comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's
true. I like the Bitcoin bit.
A survey finds 6 in 10 households have at least one pet. Dog owners much happier than cat owners in the general social survey for 2018.
Are cat people more isolated, you think?
Well, Dog owners are about twice as likely as cat owners to say that they're very happy. People that own both cats and dogs fall somewhere in between. As you can well imagine, dog people are slightly happier than those without any pets. Those in the cat camp are significantly less happy than people without pets.
The cat camp.
Right, because you get no happiness out of the cat.
Well, cat people would disagree. But I'm not.
They do. Yeah. But they say there's probably a number of differences between dog and cat owners that account for some of the differences. For instance, dog owners are more likely to be married and own their own homes than cat owners. And that has shown to affect happiness and life satisfaction in a general sense as well.
Plus, the word is called crazy cat lady.
It is.
That's a term.
We're nice and leave off the crazy sometimes, but
a lot of times you walk into somebody's house with cats and you smell the
yeah. Well, when you say cat pee, lady, the crazy right. is usually pee. Implied.
Pee. Yeah.
My dogs drive me nuts.
Yeah, I was going to say dogs can piss you off too. Yeah.
Yeah, but at least they interact with you on a regular basis.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're generally
right.
happy. Yeah.
And they show a little more appreciation.
True.
It's a funny meme, though. It's a meme that says, when the cat is trying to kill you and the dog is trying to warn you, have you seen it?
I think so,
Oh,
yeah.
My God, Todd, you will howl. You got to find it. There's a cat looking at the camera, and it looks really mean. And the dog's behind it looking at the camera, too, like it'd be looking at you, making a face like he's going to kill you. I can't even explain the dog's face.
Now, the dogs are a little more...
You got it? Share it.
A little more needy.
Share it.
Yeah.
It's the hilarious meme.
It'll take a little more of your attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cats are for people who don't really want pets.
Yeah, it's a lot more low maintenance.
They are more low maintenance, right. Yeah.
Our dogs, we have two dogs. I can let the dude out, and he comes inside, and then the girl dog goes out, and then the boy dog has to go back out just to smell what happened.
Say,
seriously, I'm trying to watch something on TV. Yeah. Whatever. I know he just doesn't even have to go. He just went. He just has to go check it out.
See what she did?
It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
That dog, he barks at me every time I walk in the house. I'm like, I live here. I've lived here the entire time you've lived here.
So every time.
Every time.
Well, the dog doesn't know it's you till you get in. And the dog is trying to warn the rest of the family that there's some freak coming in our house.
Every day? You think you'd recognize him after a while.
I'm in the living room. I'm inside.
Right. Oh, it's not you just opening the door.
Yeah.
It's not the sound of the door opening that freaks the dog out and he wants to warn everyone that there's some here. When he sees you and knows who it is, then he warns the family that the freak is home.
Yeah,
the freak is home. Hey, that guy's home.
What you need, Nick, is a puppy.
I think I'm done with puppies. We're going to let these dogs...
you don't yell at the puppy. These.
Look at that. Look at the dog's face. It's on Twitter. He's saying, this cat's going to kill you.
If you treat the puppy nice,
to us laughing at cat and dog memes.
If you don't yell at the puppy, you don't beat the puppy. This one we have is 6 months old, and every time I walk through the door, this puppy couldn't be happier.
Well, you know he's got.
They're just happy all the time.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, if the dog is always barking at you, Nick, I have to question, what do you do to the dog when you're alone?
What'd you do?
You obviously made a bad impression on this dog.
Yeah, at first.
I think he's just an asshole. Right. Sorry, our other dog's fine. Oh, we did the same thing with the other dog.
It's just always happy, always full of love. And I don't know at what point that goes away, because when I walk through the door, there's four dogs. And the puppy comes up to greet me. The rest of them could give a rat's ass.
Right, exactly.
They're all laying on the couch.
Oh, they're used to it.
The other dogs and the wife. Yeah. They're just like, nah, whatever.
I think the dog likes me. He doesn't really know how to be a dog. Like the other dog tries to get him to play with him all the time. He can't play. He doesn't get it.
I think he's just an asshole.
He says the same thing about you.
That guy. Every day it's the same dude coming in here.
Right.
Every day.
You again?
You again.
They're barking, hoping it'd be someone different.
Yeah. And the other dog, like, she's excited to see you, but she doesn't bark.
Right.
He probably doesn't understand what's going on.
Obviously, you treated that dog a little better.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you had the one that barks at you since birth?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay, because a lot of times, that means somebody with a hat beat them before. You know? People come in with a hat.
That's always
and they
funny.
Hate guys with hats.
Yeah, you're right.
Nah, I think he's just a dick.
My dog's a dick.
Story that I somehow neglected to get to had to do with the Ultra Festival in Miami. And it's fashion time.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the women at one of the fashion shows had to wear these bikinis that are made of duct tape.
No, you got to this story.
Yeah.
I did?
You posted a link about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought I'd forgotten because I saw something and I just neglected it.
I think we went where they have to be shaved for that because that stuff would stick to you.
Yeah, better wax.
It did. But
better
even
wax
then.
You're ripping out a lot of pubes.
Even then. I'm
supposed to tell you that.
Yeah.
When you tuck it with duct tape, make sure you wear underwear first. A little tip of your Uncle Puss.
Yeah, or use some of that pre-wrap.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when they tape up your ankles.
Right.
Yeah.
Use some of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That'll work, too.
Before you duct tape.
Yeah.
So a pre-wrap Speedo and then go to
then duct tape, right,
Or, you know, just make the Speedo out of the pre-wrap.
Right.
You don't need the duct tape.
There you go. Pleasant smells.
And it's kind of transparent, so add a little extra excitement.
Pleasant smells might be what it takes for smokers trying to quit. Research published by the American Psychological Association shows that smokers who get a whiff of something they like have less of an urge to light up.
It doesn't smell like an ashtray.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Like everything around you when you smoke.
All right.
Smokers were asked to simply hold a cigarette and rate their desire to light it. Their ratings dropped significantly after they smelled something pleasant like chocolate, an apple, or vanilla.
So just keep it in your pocket in case you want a cigarette, just sniff this.
Keep an apple in your pocket.
That I'm happy to say.
Thank you.
There you go.
Researchers aren't exactly sure why it works, but they believe it may just distract the urge to smoke by bringing up happy memories.
That's the struts, isn't it? Sniff this.
Sniff this, yeah. That's right.
That's a good song.
Yeah, I love that song.
And speaking of sniff this, out of Japan, police announced the arrest of a 40-year-old man for stealing 3 tennis rackets and their cases worth about $200. The theft took place at the locker room of a men's tennis team in a high school. A trail of evidence eventually led police to the suspect. He reportedly told them that he likes the smell of sweat that seeps into the racket handles.
Ooh.
Okay. So
you know, it does smell. When you used to open up a new tennis ball, so that was a nice smell.
That's fine.
When I played tennis back in the day, that was a nice smell.
No, but the
sweaty racket handle is not a good
smell. This
like
gentleman, the sweat of a 16-year-old boy. That's what this guy was looking for.
You're right. High school boy sweat.
That's a really specific
Father,
fetish.
Get out of here, as they told the guy.
Right.
I think actually that's too old for
that's a traffic song.
Ah, Len.
A 16-year-old boy.
Yeah. Len has down to $3.66.
Damn.
He started at a little bit under $4.50 or something.
Let it ride, LB.
Thoughts
Let
prayers,
it ride.
Thoughts
Let
really
it ride.
Took a hit.
Yep. Let it ride.
It'll bounce
Four
back.
Bucks.
TJ Miller in the studio Friday. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate you coming
up.
Nick Allen, he tweets at Nick's Allen's. The podcast is called The Dope Podcast with Richard Reese. Go check it out.
Munchies. Hey, real quick, I just put up a link.
Your own munchies.
Just put up a link on Facebook and Twitter. Dude last night pitching for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Plunks the batter in the junk, and then it ricochets into the ump. Taking them both out.
Yeah, the catcher falls out too, right?
I can't tell if he ducked or got hit.
Yeah, I'd read that everybody gets hit, but I think the catcher looks like he's just ducking out. Like, he basically just took out everybody behind the plate.
With one pitch.
Yeah, and for real, I was like 100-mile fastball too.
Laughing my ass off.
A double, triple junker?
It only hit one guy in the junk.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
But like,
it takes out everybody.
Everybody ended up on the ground.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. We'll see you in the morning. Thanks.
Thanks.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.